Hey there, beautiful souls. It's your girl Novalane back with another dose of real talk on Unfollowed. How to break the algorithm and rewire your brain for focus. Now, let's be honest, life can throw some serious curveballs sometimes, right? We all know that feeling when you wake up, the world seems a little heavier than usual, and it feels like navigating through thick fog. But guess what? You've got this. We're gonna dive deep into cultivating hope and resilience during those tough times because, honey, even in the darkest moments, there's always a glimmer of light waiting to be discovered. Think about it. Ever felt like you were drowning in negativity? It can feel like everything is falling apart around you, and your own inner voice starts whispering doubts. But listen up, because I'm telling you, resilience isn't about being invincible, it's about having the strength to get back up again, even when those knockdown blows come. So, how do we build that inner fortress of hope and resilience? It starts with a few key things. First, let's talk self-compassion. You know that feeling when you trip and fall, and the first thing you say is, "Ugh, I'm so clumsy." Well, honey, ditch that inner critic. Instead of beating yourself up, treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would offer a dear friend. Remember, we all stumble sometimes, it's part of the human experience. Next, practice gratitude. It sounds simple, right? But taking time each day to appreciate the good things in your life, even the tiny ones, can make a world of difference. Maybe it's a warm cup of coffee on a chilly morning, a sunny sky peeking through the clouds, or a heartfelt laugh shared with someone you love. Focus on those little sparks of joy and let them fuel your spirit. Now, this one is crucial. Surround yourself with positive influences. I know, easier said than done, right? But think about it. Who lifts you up when you're feeling down? Who inspires you to be your best self? Seek out those people, the ones who radiate positivity and support, and let their energy rub off on you. Speaking of inspiration, remember that stories matter. Whether it's a book, a movie, or even just a conversation with someone who has overcome adversity, immersing yourself in tales of resilience can give you the strength to face your own challenges head on. Remember those incredible humans who keep pushing forward despite life's curveballs. You are capable of that too. Lastly, don't forget to nurture your inner self. Take time for activities that bring you joy, painting, hiking, listening to music, whatever it is that feeds your soul. Remember, taking care of yourself isn't selfish, it's essential. When you feel grounded and centered, you have more energy and resilience to tackle life's challenges. Okay, let's paint a picture together. Imagine Sarah, who recently lost her job in a difficult market. She wakes up feeling discouraged, the world feels heavy, and that familiar voice whispers doubts about her future. But then she remembers something important: self-compassion. Instead of wallowing in despair, she acknowledges her feelings but reminds herself, "Hey, I'm allowed to feel this way, but it doesn't define me." She takes a walk outside, breathes in the fresh air, and focuses on the beauty surrounding her: a vibrant sunset, chirping birds, even the gentle breeze rustling through leaves. She chooses gratitude for the simple things that bring joy, reminding herself of all she has to be thankful for. Sarah reaches out to a supportive friend who listens without judgment and offers words of encouragement. She revisits a favorite book about resilience, finding inspiration in the stories of others who overcame adversity. Finally, Sarah plans a relaxing evening, a bubble bath, her favorite movie, and a cozy blanket. She takes time for herself, nurturing her inner self and reminding herself that she is capable, strong, and worthy of happiness. Even though things are tough right now, Sarah chooses hope, and with each small step, she builds her resilience, inch by inch. Remember, my loves, cultivating hope and resilience isn't a one-time fix, it's an ongoing journey. But with every act of self-compassion, every moment of gratitude, and every connection we make, we strengthen our inner compass and navigate life's challenges with grace and courage. You're capable of incredible things. Now, go out there and shine your light bright. And don't forget to share this episode with someone who might need a dose of hope and inspiration today. Until next time, stay strong, stay focused, and remember, you got this.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.